This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is M.M. Tamim. I'm from Bangladesh. How can we increase our memory power and work so fast? How can we memorize so fast and remember it for long? Is there any secret? Please pray for me to Allah that He gives more patience and increase my power. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you more sabr and increase the power, increase the memory. Now coming to your question, that how can we increase our memory power? How can you memorize so fast and how do you memorize for so long? Normally, there are various techniques that you find in courses for memory. And if you Google, and there are many courses of how it can increase the memory, there are courses like mapping and different techniques of memory. But I personally feel that the best way to memorize is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are 3 points which are always mentioned in my Dawah training program or for success in any matters. Number one is the help of Allah. Allah says in Surah Imran chapter 3 verse 160, if Allah helps you, then none can overcome you. If Allah forsakes you, who is there then who can help you? So let the believers put their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So number one, help of Allah. Trust in Allah, believe in Him, have faith in Him. His help is number one for your success. Without His help, you cannot get success. You may get temporary success, but not ultimate success in this world and the akhirah. Number two, Allah says in the Quran, in Surah An-Kabut, chapter number 29, verse number 69, that if you strive in His path, Allah will open up His pathways for you. So if you strive and if you struggle, if you do jihad in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will open your pathways. So number two is after having faith in Allah, you should strive and struggle. You should do hard work. And number three is Allah says in Surah Nahl, chapter 16 verse 43 and Surah Anbiya chapter number 21 verse number 7, fasalu ahli zikri in kuntum la ta'lamun. If you don't know, ask the person who's knowledgeable. The last is the technique. So number one for memory of any success is ask for Allah's help. See that your niyyah is very pure. See that you're doing it for sake of Allah and only to gain the pleasure of Allah. Number two, strive and struggle. And number three is the technique. As far as the memory is concerned, there are different types of memory. There is something like a temporary memory, something like an immediate memory, and something which is memory of the past, something which is a permanent memory. So normally when you memorize, whether you're memorizing the Quran, or whether you're memorizing a lecture, or whether you're memorizing any matter, hard work is important. And depending upon Allah's help, some people may read it once. They may have a photogenic memory and it goes in their memory for long. You know, for example, Imam Bukhari, mashallah, Allah had given him a photogenic memory. His memory was phenomenal. He didn't have to work hard like us. That was Allah's help. So if you have that level of help of Allah, then that is ultimate. But naturally, the iman was high and the help of Allah also was high. But generally, everyone should seek Allah's help, number one. Number two, strive and struggle. So what you have to do when you memorize, of course, you have to repeat that multiple times. And once you repeat it few times, five times, six times, whether it be one sentence, two sentence, or three sentence, whether it be few of the Quran or maybe one verse, if you keep on repeating, it goes into your memory, but it goes into your temporary memory. So for it to be for a longer time, what you have to do, once you repeat it a few times, now again repeat it after maybe half an hour, then repeat it again after 2 hours, then again after 5 hours. The more you repeat and memorize, it keeps on going deeper and deeper in your memory. So if you're preparing for a lecture tomorrow, maybe you memorize it, then again repeat it after half an hour, then repeat that thing after 2 hours, after 5 hours. You repeat it a few times and then maybe you're able to give the lecture. But after you deliver the lecture, if you ask to deliver the same lecture, after 1 year you won't be able to do it. Liver said, one year, after 1 month you can't do it. Even after 1 week you may not be able to do it because it was only in your temporary memory. So what you have to do, after you have delivered the lecture, you have to keep on repeating it. Or if you are giving a lecture again after a month, again you memorize it. So if you want it to be part of your permanent memory, then you have to do muraja, you have to do revision. And that's what is done by the people who hafiz the Quran. If you memorize the Quran, you know, if you memorize the full Quran, you're called hafiz the Quran. That means you memorize the full Quran by heart. But if you really analyze most of the huffaz that are there in the world, there are millions of huffaz, but all of them cannot repeat the Quran in one go. Or they may memorize the Quran, they memorize a few verses, then maybe a few surah, then maybe a juz, maybe two juz. By they keep on memorizing the full Quran, 30 juz, then they may forget the first juz or the second juz or third juz, unless they do muraja. So the different techniques of memorizing, if you keep on memorizing, going ahead, and don't revise your past memory, you will forget it. So what they do, when you memorize a few pages, when you keep on going ahead, you even keep on revising what you had memorized yesterday, or what you memorized a week back, or what you memorized a month back. Of course, the more you keep on memorizing, if the volume keeps on increasing, the juz you memorize keep on increasing, to memorize everything is difficult. So then you have to divide yourself in memorizing new verses of the Quran as well as in doing revision. A time will come that the time for revision is more than the time you are required to memorize the new verses. So if you do a proper system, and once you finish the Quran, normally when a human being completes memorizing the Quran, he cannot repeat the Quran from first page to the last page. No, that's a misconception. Of course, he has to do muraja. So if he spends time maybe 2 years in memorizing the Quran, some people take 3 years, some people finish in 1 year. The faster you memorize, the faster you forget. There are courses where we are in a school, we will memorize the Quran in 2 months. It's possible. But if you finish in 2 months and you stop, after 1 month, you cannot repeat the Quran. So even if you finish the Quran in 2 months, if you spend about 10 or 12 hours a day, a crash course, your muraja will take multiple months or years. So it's the same thing. You memorize in 2 months and you revision for a few years, or you memorize in a few years and take additional few years for revision. So the main secret of memory is that you keep on repeating till the time it goes in your permanent memory. Now, most of the Muslims, majority, they know Surah Fatiha. Because Surah Fatiha has become a part of the memory. Because Muslims are supposed to pray 5 times a day. And if you pray 5 times a day, you have to read minimum 17 rakha, or with a 20 rakha. So 20 times if you are repeating in the day, if you wake up that Muslim in the middle of his night, who's been praying regularly, not a Muslim who doesn't pray. If a person who prays regularly, or even if he prays even once a day, if he's praying for many years, if you wake him up from the middle of his sleep and you ask him to recite Surah Fatiha, he can do it easily. Because that has gone into his permanent memory. Even in permanent memory, there are levels. Deep down permanent memory, you know, or not deep down. Same way, if you ask him to recite maybe Surah Ikhlas, even that may be part of his permanent memory. He might have repeated Surah Ikhlas many times. But if he doesn't recite a surah maybe once a month, he may not be able to repeat in the middle of his sleep. But with concentration, he can repeat it because it's part of his permanent memory, but requires concentration. There may be certain things he memorized just recently. Unless he doesn't do muraja, he cannot repeat it. So that's the reason there are different types of memory. And I know that I have given several talks in my life. I know there are these few talks, maybe these 5 or 6 talks. You ask me to get up from my sleep and give a talk, I can give a talk without revision. Even if there are 50 verses of the Quran, 100 verses of the Quran, because those talks are part of my permanent memory deep down. There are other talks I may have to revise maybe for 15 minutes. Some talks I may have to revise for 1 hour, some maybe 2 hours. Those talks which I give rarely, I may have to revise for 3 hours or 4 hours. So every talk of mine is not part of my permanent memory. Part of the talk maybe, but not everything. And the more goes in your permanent memory, it helps you in the question answer session. In the question answer session, you may not have notes. You cannot have notes in front of you. Question answer session, meaning you live. So when you're giving a talk, you can memorize your talk. and deliver the talk. But question answer session is something you aren't aware. Okay, here, because we're having question answer on the WhatsApp, etc., you know, it's being filtered by my staff. And so some of the questions which I've received before from my staff, of course, that I've seen, so I can prepare if I want. And some of the questions I take live from the Facebook, from the YouTube, those questions which I take live are new questions. But normally, when we are handling an open question answer session in public, we are not aware of a single question. We can assume what may come and we can prepare for ourselves, but we don't know. So that time, if you have many lectures which are part of your permanent memory, that helps you in the question answer session. Therefore, I tell all my students, when you give a talk, don't carry notes. If you don't carry notes, you keep on repeating, it becomes part of your memory. Because in a question answer session, you cannot carry notes and search for the answer. It has to be from your memory. So if you have 50, 100 talks as a part of a permanent memory, some deep down, some superficial, but if it's part of permanent memory, then that helps you in the question answer session. So as far as the formula for memory, number one is help of Allah. You pray to Allah, ask Allah to give you good memory. Pray to Allah that you remember, you can pray in your Tajjud Salah. Number two is hard work. You strive, you struggle. Number three is technique. See to it that you keep on doing muraja, you keep on revising. Help of Allah, hard work, revising, till it becomes part of memory. And if it becomes part of a permanent memory deep down, it will be for long, and inshallah can even be forever. Hope that answers the question.